in the time that we have. I do have, I think, a 12:45 meeting that will not start on time, so I'll aim for 12:50. But I want to address what I think is probably the most important topic is not in Shulchan Aruch, in Basa B'chol and Teruvos. Okay? And that is, I'll start with a simple question. Let's go back to our stone soup, since we enjoyed it so much on Tuesday. I'll figure I'll milk the soup for all it's worth. And let's assume for a moment, like the possible tzadim we had on Tuesday, like the prima gadim in the name of the Pri Chodosh, in the name of Pesach Tshuva rather, that there would be a possibility to use the stones towards the shear of bittel to mevatel the nevela that went into the stone soup. Okay, let's assume that for a moment. So now we're working on the assumption that in fact the stones are there and they can be used towards the shear. So very simple question is, do the stones carry more weight because they carry more weight? Meaning, when I am mishayer the volume of the bittel, or the shear of the bittel, I should say, of the iser, can I get the head there? Do I give greater value, I'll put it that way, to that which has greater weight, or do I not? Simple question. In the reverse, let's say, in fact, I have an iser that falls in, that is far more dense, far more tightly packed than the heter kenegdo. So I have 60 parts heter to the iser if I were to measure it by how much space it takes up, by volume, but I would have nowhere near 60 parts heter to the iser if I measured it by the weight that it takes up. Now I have a, what's it called? I have a chatichos iser. And that is the weight of what they call in science a singularity. The entirety of the universe compressed into one infinitesimally small amount, right? So I have that entire weight in that. I think I once had a chocolate cake that came close. So do you take into account the different weights and relative weights of these Isurim and Heterim when it comes to the bittel of the iser? Or I'll put it in another way, a third approach to this question, which is, we had the Gemara in Chulin that we discussed, the Ketzer Misharin. So Mishair Bikdera, or maybe not Bikdera, the two Lashonos in the Gemara, Uba Kippa, Uba Olal, Uba Rotev, Uba Chatichos. So do the Kippa, the Rotev, the Olal, and the Chatichos, are they measured the same in terms of the bittel? Or is each one a different value based on the relative density of the food item? That's my question. It's an obvious question, and it's an important question. I mean, this is every single bittel question that comes in front of you is going to be totally in this. Okay, you know, it's a funny thing, because rarely today do you get a shiloh, most because Shalosh has come over the phone, over WhatsApp, page over WhatsApp, but rarely today do you get a shiloh where, you know, in practice, you actually mudig, you actually measure the iser and the heter. But you make heter, that was standard. And it should be standard. You know, oftentimes, someone calls and they say, okay, piece of meat into the chol, and was there 60 times? They don't know how much is it. And usually, mishayer ba'omeid, omeid adas, like, yeah, I know there was safely shishim there. Or, I'm not sure, so I'll be machmir b'davar. But etzem, you could and should, if you have the ability to take the items in front of you and measure them precisely, and you can measure, is it 59, is it 61, is it 65, is it 40, what's the ratio? But how do you make that measurement? Basically, is it a volume measurement, how much space it takes up, and therefore all densities are irrelevant, or is it a weight measurement, and therefore all volume is irrelevant, but it goes by the weight of the food connected to the other food item? That's,
I don't know if that answers your question, but we have a piece of meat, and we see that it's shrunk down. They seem to be concerned. I mean, they should be less concerned. It's shrunk down, but if it's more dense, so then the weight should be the same. And, you know, it doesn't seem that they're saying.
Well, if it's shrunk down, it lost water. So it lost not just volume, it lost weight as well.
Let's say it weighed the same. But you're going to say now you're okay.
Yeah, but it would weigh the same. So like that's part of my question.
That's
part of my question.
Why I'm bringing this example.
Is it the same or not? So, Pardon?
What would the baseline be?
What would the baseline be?
I mean, what would classification look like? It's a weight thing.
I'm not sure I follow the question.
Meaning you're saying that if it's a weight thing, potentially you need less than shishim for some things.
No, you need shishim in weight. In other words, if I basically, if I have a pound of iser, do I need 60 pounds of heter? But I say, wait, no, I don't care about a pound of iser. How much space does a pound take up? So the pound of iser takes up, you know, I don't know, 1 cubic inch. So I need 60 cubic inches of heter connected to 1 cubic inch of iser. Is it a volume? So you're probably not used to thinking in volume versus weight terminology to begin with, so it might be a little bit hard.
I was trying to get to the end point. Saying I don't think they're concerned with it.
Concerned what?
I see they're not concerned with taking something that's shrunk and start weighing it and that whole analysis, everything we read so far.
But you're starting with an assumption of how we start to begin with. That's before it's shrunk. What is the measure beforehand that we're going by to know what the measure we're going by after it's shrunk? Is it Lefi Nofach or is Lefi Mishkal? So you probably saw already, at least in Siman Tzadiches, the Pisrei Tshuva, right? And the Pisrei Tshuva brings down a Hevel HaPoskim, that he says, say that we go Lefi Mida, not Lefi Mishkal, right? We go Lefi Mida, not Mishkal. So I want to point out today two things. Number one is that those Poskim of the Pisrei Tshuva bring down struggle with this issue. And number two is that even after we see the Rishonim that they rely on, not only Rishonim are masking to it, and in fact, it's very possible to argue that this question might be totally in another simple Shiloh. It might actually reverse the Pesach Halacha. I'm not saying in Halacha, I'm saying in Svara. You know, in Halacha, at the end of the day, you have the Pichadosh, you have the Chachmas Adam, which I didn't bring in with me, but I'll share it with you outside, and the other Poskim. But in practice, Poskim struggle with this. So there is a Shar Ephraim. The Shar Ephraim is like the first place that everybody points to with the Shiloh. Simonim Nun Aleph and Nun Beis. So you saw the Shar Ephraim cited in the Pesach Tshuva. I don't know if any of you had the chance to look the Shai Ephraim inside. Shai Ephraim's Shiloh was this. Hamaisa Shaya Kachaya. So, Halacha Lamaisa Shiloh, this happened. Ruvein Konim Makolin Shel Akum, Erech Tesvav Akis Basar. He bought 15 Akis of meat. I don't know what Akis is, but it's a measure. Let's say 15 ounces of meat. It's a weight measure. You know, that's also part of the confusion that we have today, is that we use the same terminology for weight and volume measures. So an ounce is a weight measure, and there's 16 ounces in a pound. That's a weight measure. But an ounce is also a volume measure, right? So there are 16 ounces in a quart as well, right? Which is actually will weigh your pound, but other things not, right? The volume that it takes up. So you have to be able to translate the measures to know what you're talking about. We use the term in our society to differentiate fluid ounces for the volume measure versus ounces for the weight measure. Okay, so he bought, I'll use the term ounces here, make it easy. He bought 15 ounces basar, v'acharkach nason lo akum le'achreya od revia akum. Then the guy gave him another quarter ounce, just to like, you know, to round it out. He, you know, we say at the gas station, he topped it off, right? Topped it off with another quarter ounce. So he had 15 ounces plus another quarter ounce. Now, if you're looking at the numbers here, right, you're going, okay, 15 to 1 quarter is 60 to 1. There's your ratio. And of course, what happens? And then, Nimtza, like share Mocho Abasar Khan, Nimtza Vakan Haya, Harvias Akabasar, Shazal Lakre, Haimi Basar Trefa, Share Makolin. Unfortunately, the Goy had given him that, it was a mistake. Yeah, it was Pedro behind the counter. And he gave him a quarter ounce of basar trefa that was in the market. And it all was salted together, right? So now, so like this, v'nir l'chushay v'chol rav yakira ki basar ha-kosher eino shir shim neged ha-chatikha trefa. If you look at it, from the look of it, it's clear to anybody that there's not 60 times the kosher meat, this piece of trefa meat. But in novo l'shar iser v'heter b'mishko, if you would go by weight, timzah she'iser b'alta b'shishim, then it's Batei Bashishim. So it's a case here where there's a clear gap between looking at it and volume, where it's obvious to the naked eye there isn't 60 to 1, versus weight, where it works out perfectly 60 to 1. And he writes that v'naflo machlokes bein chachmei hador k'tasim omer shemishkel iker v'k'tasim omer shem novel l'shar isvehter v'omeid u'medida nir b'chushayin shein kan shir shishim v'akol asa. So it became a big bikuach, a big machlokes. Some saying, well, 60 to 1. You go by the weight, it's 60 to 1. Some are saying, you can see it's not 60 to 1. Now you're saying it's 60 to 1. It's not.
You use very small pieces.
It was a quarter of an ounce to 15 ounces. So 15, you know, in the in my old, I guess, sixth grade math problems, so 15 to 1 quarter equals 60 to 1. Just multiply each by 4, it's going to be your 60 to 1. But that's by weight. By volume, it's obvious it's not. So the Shaar Frayim actually starts off by saying, it seems a dover poshut from the Mishnah in Trumos, and as you are probably familiar with already from our travels through Basa B'chol of Taruvos, especially Taruvos, almost everything starts in the Mishnayos in Trumos. So for the Mishnah in Trumos in Perek Dalet Mishnevav, it seems very clear that the Chachamim who said you go by weight are correct. That the ones who said by weight are correct. Why?
Where was it clear that the volume was different?
You could see it. By looking at it, you could see. Clearly not a 60 to 1. This particular piece of tray for meat, for whatever reason, was less dense.
Okay.
So it by weight, it weighed the same, but by volume, it was much larger than the other pieces that were there. And so it was clearly not a 60 to 1. The Mishnah in Shrumos Perek Dalad Mishnah Vav says, B'shlosh Shaprak Mishar Misakal Kol. There are three times during the course of the season that you measure the basket and the fruits in the basket for purpose of measuring for Shrumos. B'choros, B'sifos, u'be'emtza kayetz, the three periods, beginning, end, and the middle, because the different, the Mefarshim explain the differences in the volume of the fruit based on the season. And says the Mishnah like this, Hamoneh mishubach, if you count produce, that's great, right? You're taking 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th for truma, so if you count, I've got 40 fruits, and now one. I've got 50 fruits, one, I got 60 fruits, whatever your number is. That's Meshubach. V'amodeid Meshubach v'menu. Right? And if you measure it, so then that's even better, meaning by volume. How much it holds. Oh, that's not because, like the Mefarshim explained here on the Mishnah, not all fruits are the same size. So when you buy, you know, if you're a good Jew and you go to the store and they're selling the fruit not by the pound but by the unit, right? So when avocados are $1.25 a piece, right? Mm-hmm. So you're looking for the largest avocado you can find, yeah. Right? As big as you can get, because I want to make sure I got my money's worth, right? When it's by weight, so okay, so they're all the same. So to do it by the measure of how much, of how many, not so good, because how many? But I'm not getting a 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th maybe, because yeah, I'm counting the numbers, but not all the sizes are created equal. Good. So if you measure by how much space it takes up, that's more accurate. That's Meshubach. But, says the Mishnah, V'ashokel Meshubach Mishloshtan. You want to know the highest level? Meshubach Mishloshtan. Mahadrim and Mahadrim. Is that you weigh. Why? Because again, the Mefarshim explain, because even in volume, but they're not evenly shaped. So if I have evenly shaped fruit that could perfectly match and perfectly, you know, like a jigsaw, and there's no space between, so then volume is a good measure. But that's not the case, and they don't space evenly. So the best way to get an accurate measure is by weight. So says the Shaar Frayim, from the Mishnah in Trumos, it would seem that the best way to measure is by weight, not by volume.
Yeah, but their weight is going to tell you volume, because they're all the same. They're all the same.
Good. So they're all the same density, right? This produce is all the same density. So there the weight will tell you volume. Good. And the Shaar Frayim himself is he is margish this idea and this issue. Shaar Frayim points out, and I guess I'll start with there, that the chora of this question is in Siman Nun Beis. Nun Aleph, he gives a lengthy discussion. Nun Beis, very, very brief. And he points out that at first blush, this question seems to be answered already in the Beis Yosef and the Mordechai, and no ifs, ands, or buts. Right? Because the Mordechai in Sof Pergid Anasha, cited by the Beis Yosef in Siman Tzadiches, says Beferish. He says, okay, if you have a Kedera, and you want to measure the Kedera, if you have a Kederos Isser, and you want to measure the relative size of the kedera to the contents of the kedera, because you need shishim to move out of the kedera. He says, well, how do you do it? So he says, you take the kedera, you take a larger kedera, fill it up with water, take your kedera, put the kedera into the water, and measure how much water comes out, the displacement of the water, and then you'll know the size of the kedera. So says the Mordechai, clearly, that's a volume measure, not a weight measure. I'm not measuring how much the kedera weighs. In other words, if my kedera is made of stone, and it's very, very dense, or my kedera is made of aluminum, let's say, and it's very light, but the same size kedera is going to displace the same amount of water, even though one weighs much more, one weighs much less. And that would certainly sound like it's a, you know, it's a no-brainer, slam dunk. But Mordechai tells us it's a volume measure, not a weight measure. The Shai Ephraim says not so fast. Not so fast at all. Meaning that is not such a clear-cut raya, this Mordechai and this Beis Yosef side of the Mordechai. Why not? So he says a Pasha Tzvara. He says, you have to understand that the Kedera itself is not ulcer. Right? The pot is not the Yisr. If I have a metal pot or a stone pot or a clay pot, the pot's not the Yisr. The Yisr is the Yisr that's Belua Besocha. What is the Yisr that's Belua Besocha away? I have no idea. How could I possibly know? How could I possibly measure it? I can't, right? So what could I do? I could measure, assuming that every last bit of the pot is taken up by Yisr, right? Let's assume the worst possible scenario that I've been able to replace on a molecular level every bit of pot with Yisr. So this is no longer an aluminum pot, it's a chazer pot, right? Okay, good. But I can't weigh the pot to figure out what the chazer weighs. I know there's metal there. So what could I do? I could measure the volume in order to know how much is displaced, to know the worst possible scenario. But says the Shai Ephraim, so then the Mordechai's din, that you use the water to measure displacement in order to measure volume, in order to be Meshire, the Shir Bittel, that he says in the context of Gdera, that everybody's using to say, you see, you go by volume and not by weight. So maybe not. Maybe that's Dafka Din by Gdera. And the Shai Ephraim says, and in fact, it seems to be Mukhrach like that. Why? Because why the Mordechai only bring it down with regard to the pot? Meaning, I should bring this measure of this system of measuring down for every chatichas iser, for everything. But it doesn't bring it down for everything. The Mordechai brings it down dafka with regard to the pot. So he says, if in fact this is your standard system for measuring for all isurim, so bring it down for all isurim. Why does the Mordechai bring it down dafka in the context of the kedera? Because the Mordechai is telling you the kedera is not the rule, it's the exception. It's the exception because the weight of the kedera is not the isur. But lu yitzur, I can have an isur, it's kulo isur, I can get the isur itself. I can isolate the isur, which I can in most cases, and I can weigh the isur. So mehechadez, you shouldn't go by weight. The weight should be what controls. And, in fact, the ra'ah in the Beda Kabai, it seems to hold like that. The ra'ah in the Beda Kabai seems to hold like that. And certainly the achronim understand the ra'ah like this. The Ra'ah talks about the bittel in the kedera. It's in Bayis Risha Rishon, right where we quoted the Rashba last time. And the Ra'ah in the Bedek Abayis is the following: Bahava Yodea, Tichim Misharin Berotev, when you're Mishar Berotev. So we said the Rotev is part of the shear of bittel. The Olol, the Kippa, the Rotev, maybe the kedera, the Chaticha certainly. He says, Rowan Be'a Umechta Shalo, Shiravias Lug, Lekizayas. So I don't measure every beya and a half of the rotev as a beya and a half. Not at all. Every beya and a half of the rotev counts as a kizayas. Why? Right? Because the, he writes, Mukhruch Bereish Perakamotzi, as long as Bayer B'Divri Mechaber, it's Mukhruch in the Gemara in Shabbos, that the revius, when it's Nikrosh, when it dries and congeals, it's omen al kazayis. So says the Ra'al, if that's the case, behilkach tzarach tishim beitzim rotev levat al kazayis chalav shenafal bo, or chalav shenafal bo. You need 90 beitzim of rotev to mevatel one kazayis. It's not 60 zesim of rotev. No, it's 90 beim of rotev because it's 1.5 reduced to those kazayim. 1.5 beim is reduced to a kazayis. So 90 is reduced to 60. You need 60. Now that's the ra'al clearly telling you that the volume is not what matters, but it's the weight that it carries, so to speak. How intense is the flavor inside of it? And therefore, it would not be batel unless it is a shishim kenegdo once you do the conversion.
That, why don't you see the volume?
Right now, the volume is the volume of the liquid to the iser is 60-1, right? But the Raw is saying, I don't use the volume as it is. What?
Why can't you just say that given the volume is done through crush?
Yeah, but it's not Nikrish. Right now, Basher Husham, it's not Nikrish.
Okay, so you're just saying you have to wait or something.
What's the reason? Because he's saying that you're going by the weight, right? Not you have to wait, but you have to wait. Right?
Maybe
you're going by the weight.
So why is the weight of the gravy not enough?
Pardon?
Why is the weight of the gravy not enough?
That's exactly the point.
It is, it's the same weight.
It's the weight of it, not the volume of it.
So why do you have to wait till it's crushed? Right? You're saying
you have to measure it kilu, it's karsh. It's a measure kilu. Don't wait. You're not waiting till it's nikrish. You're measuring a kilu. It is karsh, which seems to be a weight measure, not a volume measure. At least an intensity of flavor measure, and not a volume measure. The Ron, however,
I'm not going to say he means that that's not the true weight. The true weight is not what it is. If it has two, that's not the true volume.
It's possible, but it's very dark. And still, the Ra'al opens the door to tell me. So then, true volume is not true volume. So what's true volume? Right? So then a truer measure of true volume will become the weight. So the Ran here in Chulin on Tzadi Zayin and Mabez cites this Ra'ah and he disagrees with it. The Ran cites the Ra'ah. There's the Ran. Says the Ran that basically he says that he quotes the Ra'ah, and he says the Ra'ah creates an impossible standard, right? Because if you go by the Ra'ah standard, so then you're always going to have to convert everything to a different shear, right? And that would be an impossibility, right? He says like this. V'apikin ein dvar of nirinli. The kamen dam rinon misharin berotev. Stama mashmo, the Gemara says misharin. Says the Ran that the Gemara says misharin berotev. See, you have to bend over backwards to say the Gemara doesn't mean what it's saying, right? And there's, it says you misharin berotev, and the Ran is saying it doesn't mean misharin berotev. It means misharin berotev, not kimoshihi, but you know kimoshiya. It's not what it means. It's not what it says. Shekach shir chacham, shein lechosh shenostein tam yostem yishishim, afila berotev. There's nothing that's no Saint Tom more than Shishu, even in Rotev. Shim Lokain, Hayunu Tsrichin Locho Shul Lose Sadabra Lashiurin, Ul Ayin Be Istavahetir Mu Av Odak, says the Ran. Basically, if the Ra is right, then I would have to look at every Istavahetir and say, is it thick, is it thin? How dense is it? So the Ran is telling you two things. Number one is, I disagree with the Ra. But in his disagreeing with it, he's telling you that Fakir, we go Dafka not by the density of it. It's not relevant. And we go by the volume of it. Now, the Shai Ephraim points out that perhaps his Raya from the Mordechai is not a Raya. He's asking why is the Mordechai giving this din Dafka in the context of the Kedera. So he says, no, maybe it's not because it's a Chiddush that the Kedera has to be measured like that because of the fact that there you can't isolate the Isser, but other Isser would go by weight. It's Fakir. It's the Chiddush by the Kedera that in fact, the Kedera could be measured like that because by the Kedera you need to know how to avoid the hollow of the Kedera. In other words, the Kedera itself is a pot. It's, here's my Kedera, my 10-gallon Kedera. Right? So inside here, I need to measure the volume of the walls of the gdera, but exclude the actual halal, the space inside the gdera. So maybe all the Mordechai is saying in bringing down this halacha and the context of the gdera is that it's a davar pasha, that a solid mass you would measure by displacement, right? But if it's not a solid mass, then I don't know exactly how to measure it. So he's telling you, okay, also a displacement would work for a non-solid mass, and that's why he gives it to you in that context. The Shai Ephraim in Nun Beis actually cites this Ran, and he cites the Ran as evidence that in fact we go by the volume and not by the weight. He also brings down that from the Tur and from the Ramal is very much mashma that we go by volume and not by weight. Why? Because the Tur brings down, this is in the end of Tzadiches, we didn't discuss this actually, we probably should have, and maybe sometime we'll come back around to it, but Yisur Mevat and Zuazu, right? Yisur Mevat one another. You have Nun Tes, Zay Se Heter, and into it falls a Kezayas Chelev and a Kezayas of Dum. Right? So this part, Psach Halacha, right? I have Nun Tes, Zay Se Heter, all Bevas Achas, Zayas Chelev, Zayas Dum, what's the Halacha? It's Mutter, right? Because the Chelev is Mitzdarif with the Heter and Mevat of Dum. The Dum is Mitzdarif with the Heter and Mevat of Chelev, because at the end of the day, you don't have a tam, dam, or chelev, right? Good. Dam and chelev are not the same density. Not by a long shot, right? Dam and chelev are very different densities, right? Nevertheless, the standard of the tur and the ramah is a kezias. Kezias is a volume measure, not a weight measure. So if you're telling me that nun tes zay se heter, into which falls a kezias, chelev, kezias of dam, and yet they're mevata one another, so then you're telling me we go by volume and not by weight. And therefore, it's a volume measure and not a weight measure. That is the psak of the Shai Ephraim, and that's how he's brought down in the Pisrei Tshuva after he entertains the other possibility. The Pri Chodesh in Tzadi Tes also brings this down, and the Pri Chodesh is very stark. And the Pri Chodesh says that there are those who measure, so Tzadi Tes thinks of Katan Dalet, who those who measure by weight, and he says, they're dead wrong, and they're machil, nevelis and trefos to Klal Yisrael, or worse, maybe not worse, but as bad, they're not chasal malonim shal Yisrael, because you're either going to be too machil or too mekel. Right? He says, v'lonishin levayr bekan, ela ketzod misharin leidelo diem yesh shishim behetu negad yisr. He says, v'uskakti bezeh, I felt the need to do this, fishra isi l'ksas v'nei dorenu shetchoim bezeh, Shekol Esther had their abon lefneim, shokle makol b'mishkol. They weigh it. So he says, and he uses an ounce, right? It was an unkyo, an ounce of iser. So we weigh the heter. How many ounces are there? He brings down the Mordechai. The Shai Ephraim brings down the name of the Rav Yoh, that it goes no by displacement by volume. And he writes those who are going by weight, so it could be that you're being too machmir, because in the weight there's not shishim kinegdo, but the volume there would be. And that lo yodei shatorah chasam onum shei Yisrael. And on the flip side, so they're machil isurim to Klal Yisrael, and therefore one should not rely on the mishkal at all. Ze'enu klum k'moshka safti. Right, that is nothing. Says the Pri Chodesh. The Chaya Odom, the Chokhmas Odom cites the Pri Chodesh. The Chokhmas Odom says those who go by weight are machil nevelos utrefos to Klal Yisrael. The only thing you find is you find in some poskim that in fact you do go by weight. So the Shulchan Gavoh cites this Pri Chodesh, and he writes, "Uminageinu l'shar b'mishkol shu mofes chotech." Our meaning is to use weight. You know why? Because it's really much more straightforward, right? In other words, volume measures. Volume measures are very, first of all, difficult. Second of all, they are often inaccurate. Right? It's hard to know exactly. You know, one of the things the post can bring down, and all the posts can bring down, Pichodesh brings it down as well, you mean maich the chol, right? It's a volume measure. So how do I measure the volume of a bagel?
Water displacement.
Water displacement. Okay, good. Right? But I can't, in other words, I have to eliminate the hole in the middle of the bagel. Right? That's clear. Okay? What if I have a food that's a solid food, but the inside is hollow? How do I measure the volume then?
Is there a formula from density?
Well, there are formulas, sure.
We have the density.
Today we have, if you know the relative density of the item and its weight, you can convert to the volume.
We have a reference, inside, they have a manufacturing thing. The manufacturer, they go to these factories, they know the density of the product.
Sure, you could today probably easily find that out. There is a standard shear that the Rambam brings down for a conversion of weight to volume from liquid to solid. That's about a third difference. The solid is about a third larger in volume than the liquid. You know, it's a common mistake people make with Kol Yom. Because if you want to know if, let's say, you have a shear kezias for a bracha achrona, so people look at the package and look at the serving size, right? Serving size, 5 chips, right? But okay, serving size, 5 chips, right? And how much of, you know, what's the weight of it? But it's not a weight shear, it's a volume shear. But it happens to be that, let's say, 20 grams of a shear of weight of chips is going to take up by volume way more than 20 cc's of space, so you'll get your volume measure as well. But again, the psak of the poskim, despite the fact that the Shulchan Aruch says we go by weight, is not to go by weight, but to go by volume. The Yad Yehuda brings down
In Hilchos Yom Kippur, the Shulchan Aruch says beferish, at least I'm saying legabe always achilas on Yom Kippur that you do water displacement.
Yeah, of course. It's so a volume.
So 100%. Why is nobody bringing down the beferish?
So the question becomes, is the shear achil in Yom Kippur the same as the shear as the shear for Bittul Isser?
And then he brings down by Erev Chatzer or something, by Erev...
Right. So I would point out the following points. Number one, and that is that when you're looking at a Yom Kippur shear, so it's a shear of Yisubei Daiti, and in fact, the Rishonim asked the Kasha, the Lechora, a more dense food is going to be Mesiv Daiti, more so than a less dense food. I've often said this. I used to think before I went into the rabbinate, the rabbi's job is to get people to fast in Yom Kippur. And I learned the rabbi's job is to get people to eat in Yom Kippur. Right? It's not hard to get people to fast in Yom Kippur. It's hard to get people who need to eat in Yom Kippur. So when I have people who need to eat Yom Kippur, they're eating shirim, so my first piece of advice, of course, is find yourself a much more nutrient-rich and dense food, right? When you're eating shirim, so don't eat a shear of sponge cake, eat a shear of protein bar, right? Because this is a dense, calorie-rich, nutrient-rich food, and since you have the shear, but you have to ask yourself, so the chacham or mishai that miyusev daite is even in the most dense food there is, then that shear is not mesev daite. Good, fine. That's with regard to Yom Kippur. With regard to being shari surim, so the Yad Yehuda brings down that if they're of the same density, they have the same food item, or equal density, so then taco weight is a better measure, because weight will be more precise. So if they're exactly the same, then you can go by weight. But if they're not the same, then you can't go by, you have to go by volume. But I would point out the following. Really, the entire conversation is a plea. Why is it a plea? Because what's the reason to require shishim? Why do we require shishim? Bittle of what?
Taste,
bittle tam, right? So the shishim is a function of flavor, of tam. So lichora, flavor is not a function of volume, it's a function of density, right? Flavor is a function of how dense it is. Meaning, it's a davar pashut that there's going to be more flavor in something that's more dense than there will be in something that's lighter and more spread out. So if that's the case, why in the world would you measure by volume and not by weight? So Rashi in Chulin tells you it's volume. Rashi in Chulin, Chuf Chesem Adveis, and this Rashi is not brought down as frequently as it should be. The Rashi in Chulin tells you it is volume because he gives you not just by the Kedera. You know, the Shai Ephraim says, why does the Mordechai bring it down by Kedera and not by other Isurim? So Rashi says it's by everything. Chati zayis chel of Rashi kuf chas mubeis in chulin. Hochi misharinun yayin v'chol v'chol mashke v'sharo b'kizayis. How do you measure wine or milk to get a kizayis? Says Rashi. Mevi kos mole mashkin. So take a cup full of that liquid. Umevi zayis. take, you want to know what a kezias is? Start with a zayas, which is one of the ironies today, that a kezias is nowhere near a kezias. Or I should say a zayas is nowhere near a kezias. So, v'nos in the socho hazayas, put the olive in it, v'amashki yotze the chutz, and the liquid comes out, v'udinofik have kezias. As much liquid comes out, that's a kezias. So Rashi is telling you, beferush, that to measure cholov or yayin for purposes of bittel, you're going by volume. But I would point out to you that maybe Rashi is lishita so. Because Rashi, old Tom Kicker, is not del Raisa. See if the old Tom Kicker is lav del Raisa. So it's the Rabbanon din built around Tom. So maybe there we go by volume. Okay, how exactly after? We're not really trying to mivat del Tom batsim. Because there's no din Tom mi del Raisa. There's a din der Rabbanon of requiring a bittel of the Tom. What the Mordechai holds about Tom Kicker, I don't know, right? Maybe hold the Tom Kicker is not Del Raisa, right? So in other words, it could be that this shiloh of going by volume versus going by weight is totally the shiloh of Tom Kicker Del Raisa Del Rabbon.
But that's the Zayas, two Kizaisim by Chelov and Tom, that's Shekhanah.
Right, right. That's Shekhanah, 100%. 100%. So my exactly right. So my point is twofold. Number one is in Sfora, there would be a Sfora to argue that in fact this question might be totally in this question of Tam Kikah D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan. In Halacha, not. Clearly not, because the Psak, like the Shafraim is bringing down from Shulchan Aruch, in the Chatzi Zayas, or Kezayas Chelev, Kezayas Dab, that goes into a Nun Tezesim, there we say it's Batal Halacha, even though we pass in Halacha, that a Tom Kicker's Del Raisa, unless you come on to the possibility, which we raised when we started, that maybe the Shulchan Aruch was only pasning Tom Kicker Del Raisa mitam Chumra, and not Minadin, right? Which we raised this possibility, is it mitam Chumra, not Minadin. Halacha Lamaisa, we do paskin that you go by volume, and that's how all the posts can bring down to be Mishire. And, you know, it might be as simple as that, like we've been saying all along, Shishim is not the magic number that everything is bottle in Shishim. Every single food item is not bottle 59 to 1, and yes, bottle 60 to 1. The Shishim is the safe number that the Chachamim drew, and they said, we know that when it comes to Isurim, that 60 to 1, with the exception of a handful of very minor exceptions, 60 to 1 is your safe number that at that point the Tam is bottle. So why can't it be that the Chum are also Mishire, that when it comes to 60 to 1 of volume, no matter what the density is, in other words, that was part of the Cheshbon the Chacham made to begin with. They made a Cheshbon that a 60 to 1 volume will be Mivatel, even the most dense food, Keneged, the least dense bit of Mivatel, right? If I were to take, the Chum said, look, if I were to take the least dense of the food that's going to do the being Mivatel, and the most dense of food that needs to be nisbatel, and I still ask myself, what will be the shear? So it would be a 61 mivatel. It could be an echanami. Could be that if you have a food that is less dense that requires bittel, that in fact 41 would be enough, or 31 would be enough, or 21 would be enough. It could be. Okay, we know that could be enough in other cases. But the chachamim, hishvu divrei, like the chum always do, and they said, here is the shear that we know is a safe shear bittel all the time, 60 to 1, and therefore we require a 60 to 1 ratio for the bittel, bein l'kula bein l'chumra, by volume and not by the weight. And that's how we paskin halacha. Again, it's rare that you'll actually get a shilin halacha that will give you the opportunity to measure mamish. You know, most likely, if it ever comes up, it'll come up in your own kitchen. Because any shilas that come up in someone else's kitchen, it's already been thrown out and given to clean lady or whatever else has been done with it. And therefore it's gone. It's over Batlam and Olam. But in your own kitchen, it could come up, and then it would be an actual being Mishire by the volume of it. Okay, we'll stop there.
So the Kezayis is a measure of volume?
Yes.
So why is that not the biggest Raya? Why do you need Rashi?
Because Kezayis measure of volume.
I don't really use the word Kezayis and Shaz. Shows you that it's volume.
But the Gemara is bringing down examples